In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. Just today, just in the scripture readings, we hear about the richness of the mercy of God. In the Orthros, we heard about the mercy of forgiveness that Peter, after the heartbreaking denials that he said three times against his master, is now being restored. Jesus says, asks him, "Do you love me?" And he also says, he gives him that vocation, "Feed my lambs and tend my sheep." After such a terrible series of denials, Peter, in his endurance, staying with the disciples, faces Christ and receives his vocation. And also understands the death by which he will glorify God. Mercy. We heard in the epistle reading about the angels. This is the epistle reading dedicated to the feast of the bodiless powers, which we celebrate today. So that it's not the usual epistle reading that we would read this Sunday, but we read because it fell on November 8th, and because of the magnitude of the feast of the bodiless powers, this is the epistle that was selected. And the Lord works mercy through the bodiless powers as well. We know that the pool where the paralytic man had lain for 38 years, an angel would come down and trouble the waters, and whoever went into the waters first would be healed. So St. John Chrysostom says that this is a sign that God not only heals the body, but also the soul, because a spirit comes down in the water, and it's not just the water that is healing, but he heals also the soul. Mercy again. And then, of course, the two healings in today's gospel reading. The healing of the woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years, and also the resurrection of the daughter of the archon of the temple. So just in those scripture readings today, we hear a multitude of mercies. And the word mercy, in the English language, we tend to think of it in almost a legal way, like a withholding of pain or a withholding of punishment, which that might be part of it, but it's really deeper. It's a type of therapeutic touch from the Lord. When we hear about God hardening the Pharaoh's heart in the scriptures, sometimes the mercy of the Lord can trigger opposition on our behalf if we are not willing to allow God to soften us. And this does take some type of therapeutic touch from the Lord, some kind of healing. But his mercy endures forever, as we say over and over again. And this is kind of like a mercy month in terms of the scripture readings that are read liturgically. We heard last week about the rich man and Lazarus, and the rich man is in Hades because he failed to be merciful, to offer a caring touch to Lazarus, to offer a good work, to even notice. Lazarus is in the bosom of Abraham because he would have been merciful to the rich man. I think this is important to highlight all the time whenever we talk about mercy. Abraham, when the rich man calls out from Hades, "Send Lazarus to cool my lips," he says, those who would want to pass from us to you are not able. Which seems unusual to think that someone in heaven would want to go into Hades. But if we are not willing to minister to our brothers and sisters, even in Hades, that we will not be able to partake of the joy of the Lord. If Lazarus had said, "How do you like it now, rich man?" he would have been also in Hades. But he would have loved his enemy. He would have wanted to show mercy to the rich man. We'll hear also about the man who acquired great wealth in his barns, and he wanted to build more barns instead of using them to do merciful works, to do a work of love for somebody, instead of hoarding all of his wealth. We'll hear also about the Good Samaritan, who showed mercy to his neighbor by tending to his wounds and bringing him somewhere where he would be cared for. Loads of mercy. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. And I know some of us have to endure certain trials, and it's hard to listen to miracle stories if we think, well, where is my miracle? Where's the mercy to me in this trial that I have for so long? I receive communion, but I'm not being healed from the affliction that I would like healing. Well, St. Paul told us about this, that he had a thorn in his side, a spiritual affliction, that he besought the Lord three times would leave. And he had it for the rest of his life, but then used that to show the greatness of God. These miracles in the gospel are our miracles for each one, because we know and we confess the resurrection of the dead, a healing that goes beyond any of these miracle stories, because all of those who have been healed in the gospel died later. Lazarus died later. This is a sign of the mercy, and forgiveness can begin now. When I think about this gospel reading, I think about also the Paschal homily of St. John Chrysostom that we read in the Pascha service in the middle of the night. And he begins the homily with this series of all who come at different hours to serve. And that nobody should be ashamed at what hour they showed up to serve. And then he says to the one who came later, he is merciful, and to the one who came first, he heals, therapevi, like therapy. And this is kind of what I think about in this gospel reading, because the one who came first is the woman with the flow of blood. She had an affliction for longer than this girl was alive, the girl who died. For as long as she was alive, 12 years. It was a 12-year-old girl, and she had this flow of blood for 12 years. And the Lord said, your faith has made you well. Not just because of the moment where she touches his garment, but the fact that she was not jaded after 12 years of using up all of her financial resources, of being unable to be in contact with other human beings because, according to the law of Leviticus, she would have been impure and made anyone else that she was in contact with impure. She was unable to go to the temple because she was ceremonially unclean. 12 years, she was not jaded. She did not have resentment towards the Lord, but recognized him instead. She's the first, and he heals her and says, go in peace. The girl who died, when Jesus goes to her house and he says, do not weep. She's not dead, but only sleeping. The first reaction was that the people there, they did stop weeping. And this is kind of weird. They started to laugh, and it's katehelon, which means really intensely laughing, like laughing to scorn. And Jesus, in his mercy, does not say, you don't believe, I'll leave, that's fine. He heals her anyway. So he heals the inappropriate laughing as well, because after that they were amazed. So much mercy the Lord offers. And then he says, give her something to eat, reminding us that the resurrection is bodily, because Jesus also ate before his disciples and said, see, that a spirit has not flesh and bones, as you see that I have. Spirit and body working together. And the Lord works his mercy in all of those ways. What do we have to offer? When he says all of these wonderful works, and he says, be merciful as your Father is merciful, we can't compete with God, but in thanksgiving, we can look to do good works. Next week, we begin the fasting for Nativity. And fasting, as Patriarch Bartholomew says, teaches us to wait. We practice patience with fasting. This woman with the flow of blood waited patiently for the Lord for 12 years and taught us that some things we do have to endure with patience and faith and love, and not to dwell on the resentments, but to dwell on the love of the Lord that is coming to each one of us. the resurrection from the dead is coming to each one of us and to all of those who have gone before us, whom we miss dearly. What a great mercy the Lord shows to us. What a great lover of mankind he is, who says that love and care for one another, this is how he works his mercy through us. Prayer and fasting, participation in the life of the church. God will work his therapeutic touch in this world. We do have to pursue him above everything else, insisting on receiving his mercy and knowing that he gives it to all of us. May he give us a patient endurance. May he protect us soul and body. May he grant holiness of mind and word and deed. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.